You're listening to SBS News.
Enrique Rodriguez played 26 tests for the Wallabies and 13 for Argentina. After his glittering career in rugby union came to an end, he began to struggle with bipolar disorder. But Rodriguez says he put off asking for help.
Sometimes having been resilient or being tough is the worst thing for you, because the advisable thing, but this is something that I learned through the years, the advisable thing is to talk about it, and the obvious thing of going to a doctor. And then the doctor will say, well, go to the psychologist, psychiatrist, or whatever is needed. But when you come from a very physical sport, and you know that you have just put up with just about anything, particularly in the front row, where you are, it's very physical. So it's the first reaction is to say, no, I'm going to put up with it, or I'm going to beat it.
He's not alone. About 2% of the world's population experience bipolar disorder in their lifetime. It's a chronic mental health condition characterised by depressive and manic episodes. Professor Nicholas Glozier from the University of Sydney explains.
60% probably of bipolar is genetic, but the 40% is environmental. And so that's the early risk factors for abuse, sexual abuse, neglect, early poor attachment, some drug and alcohol use in the teenage years as well.
Australian researchers are asking for 5,000 adults who've been treated for bipolar disorder to volunteer for a genetic investigation. The Australian Genetics of Bipolar Disorder study aims to identify the genes that predispose people to bipolar disorder. The hope is that those at high risk can manage the environmental factors around the disorder and that more effective, personalised treatments can be developed. The study's co-author, Professor Nicholas Martin, says participating isn't a time-consuming process.
Help us by spitting in a tube, answering a few questions, no more than half an hour of your time. If every person in Australia suffering from bipolar would do that, we could crack this disease in 5 years.
It took 8 years for Enrique Rodriguez to get help. And now, 25 years after first experiencing bipolar symptoms, he finally feels back on top. But he explains there are still ups and downs.
I feel that I'm far better than ever before. But this doesn't come without suffering, because about a year ago, I had a 7-month depressive period.
Enrique Rodriguez is taking part in the study himself and says he hopes to help stop others suffering like he did. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.